From the KHBT studios, it's time for the Wildcat News, brought to you by Northwest Bank. And now a look into the Humboldt school system on 97.7 The Bolt.
725, 54 degrees. Special guests in the studio this morning for Wildcat News. And we have Claire Olson and Joel Thurm, both on Student Senate, both cross country, both on the court. What a busy week this week. It's been fun talking to you this morning. In the loop here, you're in the circle, kind of getting to see what's happening here. And I think, are you both just a little nervous, or are you kind of cool, calm, collect? How do you feel?
Not too bad.
Good. Yeah, I was thinking the same thing.
Not too bad. Well, we'll make this as painless as possible. We're just going to cover some basic questions. First off, let's talk about you. We're going to start with ladies first, Claire Olson. Tell us about yourself. Tell us about your experience through school, what you're currently doing. This is your senior year, correct? Let's start with that.
So I'm a senior. Yeah, I'm on Student Senate. We do a lot with assemblies, and I'm kind of leading coordination this year. So that's been fun. I've been visiting a lot of colleges lately, I guess, but my plans are still undecided right now.
There are a lot of great colleges and universities out there for you to visit. So good luck to you.
Thank you.
Appreciate that. Joel, how about yourself?
Lots of the same as Claire. Currently involved in cross country, marching band. Student Senate's been pretty busy lately with homecoming. That's a big part of our Senate, is organizing homecoming in the different events that are associated with that. So like tomorrow we'll have coronation and the parade, which we help lead. And then the day after it's homecoming. And then after that we have a dodgeball tournament. Should be pretty fun.
If you can dodge a wrench, you can dodge a ball. Name the movie. Dodgeball. That's great. So this week has been a busy week, of course, for the Senate, for all of the schools in the district. But activities so far have been what? What was Monday?
Monday, we had our home cross-country meet at Joe Sheldon Park, and that went really well for us. Varsity girls got first. I think JV girls got first as well.
Yeah, the boys did not quite get first, but that's all right. Lots of good community support, and lots of people came out to cheer us on.
Well, as I remember, Matt reported that the boys and girls did pretty good. And then Spirit Week, you have different themes going on. Tuesday, what was Tuesday? See, Monday was Mathletes versus Athletes, and yesterday was Teen Beach, Bikers versus Surfers. And then did you two dress up yesterday?
We did. I was a biker.
Okay.
I was a surfer.
All right. That's great. And then today is what?
It's what's in your wardrobe, or excuse me, why is this in your wardrobe Wednesday? So just anything random, anything funny, really open and to be creative with what you wear.
Festivities for the balance of the week then during homecoming week. What do you have planned for everybody?
We have...
How about... tomorrow, the parade.
Oh,
right?
We have the parade, and then at 7, there's a coronation. And then after that, we have, it's called a Queens Tournament, which is like 4-on-4 volleyball. I think we're doing it at the rec center outside, and then we'll have like spike ball, and I think they're grilling for us. And yeah, just something fun to get the school community together, I guess.
Yeah, yep. And it's nice. I mean, there are a lot of people are showing up. I mean, Friday's going to be a big game. Tomorrow's theme is going to be Throwback Thursday, of course. Today is, like you said, why is this in my wardrobe? Just random stuff. But it's 80s theme tomorrow?
I believe so, yes.
Okay. And then, of course, Friday is going to be blue and gold. So when you look back at the last, 12 years, any specific memories stand out for you? I mean... This is a big year for you. I know I'm putting you on the spot, but anything stand out?
I just remember leaving school early to go to the parade when I was in elementary and how much fun that was, and getting to see all the teams, the football, cross country, the band and volleyball, and then seeing the people on the court. That was always really cool, sitting with my class on the curve of the road.
Yep, hoping to catch some candy.
Yep.
I can agree. It's just crazy to that you're those big kids now that I guess you used to look up to and think that they were so cool.
Yeah.
And now you're one of them.
Yeah. That's so nice. That's great. Anything else that you want to share with listeners before you head off to class and kind of finish the rest of the week?
Just come out and support tomorrow at the parade. And of course, coronation, that'll be right up at the high school after the parade. And then come cheer loud at the game Friday night. Hopefully we can win.
And Joel, for you, you're in band, you mentioned.
Yes.
Okay. And what instrument do you play? Are you like a percussionist?
So I am in percussion. So then in marching band, I am in the drum line and I play the tenors.
The tenors. I always tell this story. Whenever we had a substitute teacher in band, we would all switch instruments. And they couldn't figure out why we couldn't tune right. And we just sounded horribly bad.
Yeah, I've seen that before.
Oh, that's fun. Thanks for bringing back those memories. It is a lot of fun. I wish you both the very best here, the balance of your senior year, as you figure out what you're going to do, which college you're going to. But the best to you and the whole senior class.
Yeah. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you.
Bittersweet. Seniors, homecoming,
sure.
Last year. Yep. This has been great visiting with you. Thanks for coming in so early.
Thank you.
Thanks, Pat.
All right. Have a great homecoming week. Thank you both again. This has been Wildcat News on Classic Hits The Bolt.